What do you fear most, Trump or automation?
Automation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, a question then on Trump. Are you worried about the Trump effect and outsourcing and localization of labor in the U.S.? Because the U.S. is a significant market for IMS.
It is. Close to 60% of our business comes in from the U.S. markets. And it is scary as to what's been happening over the last few weeks now. But typically, you know, I personally believe that all these protectionist measures, they will eventually give way, because the world is so tightly connected today than ever before. And everybody is pushing in for free market economy. So you will have, free movement of labor and work as well, services and products as well. But it is scary at this point in time, because the whatever agenda there is, political agenda there is for the governments out over there, they can actually be restrictive, or they can actually create hurdles for the short term.
Yeah.
But for the medium and the long term, I think the horizon is pretty positive. So we will have some hiccups. So it's like, in an aircraft, you'll come across an air bump. So you just have to fasten your seat belt. So just tighten your belts at the moment,
yeah,
and just be more, focused, and you'll eventually, end up, and you'll have a happy journey when you land. That's all.
Well, and I guess with politics, there's a lot of hot air. Let's see what actually turns out to materialize.
Yeah, I'm actually flying to the U.S. In 2 weeks from now. So it's going to be interesting when I'm over there and I meet some of our clients, more prospects, recruitment companies when I'm there at the SIA Executive Forum. So it'll be interesting to actually hear from them as to what they think about what's happening in their country.
And what about automation? Because then we have the other side of everyone's talking about AI at the moment, that artificial intelligence will take over the world. We'll no longer need humans to do anything.
Yeah.
When it comes to recruitment, what's your view there?
Yeah, so when you started that question, what I fear most, and I said automation, because the Trump effect is reversible, and it is momentarily.
It's a four-year term,
it's short-term, it's not medium to long-term, whereas the automation part of it is a medium to long-term. So I definitely fear that, because that is a real disruptor to any business economy. I would actually be an idiot saying if I were to say that outsourcing industry is not really going to be impacted by automation, or even the recruitment industry is not going to be impacted. So automation will disrupt our industry. It is already disrupted in some shape or form. When we had the advent of the job boards, everybody said that job boards are going to be disruptive and recruitment agencies will close down. But recruitment agencies did not close down. So the aftermath of it was people said, oh no, it's not a disruptor. But I disagree. It disrupted. And the way it disrupted was the core advantage which recruitment companies had, which they called it their own database, their intellectual property. Their IP was actually taken off from day one once job boards started coming in. And that advantage has gone away, that USP has gone away. And that's the reason as to why the markets, are now moving towards more transactions. They're moving to the VMS, they're moving to the MSP. So we've got technology coming slowly and gradually, and it started disrupting the market in various shapes and sizes. So automation is something which I fear. Why do I fear it? The reason I fear it is because it's very unknown. You don't know how it's going to disrupt. So when it starts disrupting, you need to be intuitive to understand as to what vacuum is it going to create out there in the market.
Are you not interested, though, in developing that automation technology? Or would that not be part of your strategy of creating the tech while you have the cost advantage?
Yeah. Well, creating the tech is always, something which is very, what should I say, the right word for it is glamorous. But development of technology, there are two elements of it. One is the ideation of it, and the other is the hardcore development of it. So we are not a software development company. So we don't have the hardcore elements of it. But the ideation and the creation of it is something which can actually be born through the experience and the know-how and the knowledge which we gather over a period of time in outsourcing. So we have some sense of what can come out in this disruption. But we haven't as yet nailed that idea. So to be honest, we are very keen to support this disruption by bringing some technology. But honestly, the ideas are very vague. The thoughts are very vague. And still, it's a very people's business. And we see it so different in different verticals. So sometimes we feel that this piece of technology can't really do it in this format or this industry. So I think time will tell. We really want to do something, but the ideation of it is something which is still very hazy at the moment. So we can't draw the picture.
So you see outsourcing still as a growth industry?
It is. It's going to be a growth industry. I believe it's got an excellent platform for the next 10 years for sure, because there are so many recruitment and staffing firms. They're still challenged with the market changes which are actually happening. So they need to reduce their cost base. They need to be more efficient to remain, to exist in these markets. They will continue to use outsourced service solutions. The industry per se is going to go through various, disruptive technology. VMS is one of them that is fueled outsourcing, in fact. So as technology becomes all pervasive and starts coming inside this industry, it's going to put more and more pressure on costs and margins on all the, various components of that supply chain. Where you sit in that supply chain, you will either be squeezed out of business or you'll be squeezed a lot of business. We are sitting on the tail end of it, which is the transaction piece. And right now what we are seeing is technology coming in is actually squeezing more business our way.
Okay.
But it's also taking off business in one shape or form, because certain automation is also taking away those transactions and they are automating those transactions. So we were very quick on that. I mean, when we originally started, job posting, for example, was one of the services which we provide. Very quickly that has gone off. And, you got various products in the market, some high-end technology, some fascinating technology like Edibu, for example. And they've integrated with ATSs. You don't really need an outsource agency to do it. But if you want to do a 360-degree sale, you want somebody to be talking to the doctors or talking to the aircraft pilots or talking to the engineers or the IT contractors, trying to negotiate salaries with them, we have also taken our outsourced services to the next level. We do that now. We're getting inside the sales function. So it's trying to understand as to where technology is going to come in and take off that piece of work, and what technology will not be able to do, and try to provide an outsource solution over here.
So have you looked at outsourcing your services to other countries?
Yes, actually. We have been evaluating locations in South America. We have evaluated Philippines as well. So yes, the answer is yes. The verdict is still out there. We haven't finalized as to where and which are the other countries we would actually go to.